Hello.
Okay, yes, ma'am. This is Alexis calling back from emergency roadside assistance. I had to disconnect the line. Our line kept cutting out.
You're fine.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So with the tow, what exactly did you say was wrong with the vehicle?
I'm in the middle of the street, literally, in my friend's neighborhood, and it's just not turning on no more. Like, I can't move it and port it in neutral and pull it to the side.
Just a few questions. Just to make sure that the provider does arrive with the right equipment for your tow. This vehicle,
Okay.
has it ever had any modifications made to it, making it lower to the ground?
Yes. Actually, I literally just left from them. They were fixing it. And then literally once I got here, it decided to stop. So he was just fixing on it. And he said if any more problems, give him a call. But I had recorded a video and sent it to him. And then I just called you guys.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, and then does this vehicle sit low to the ground, or has it ever had any modifications? Any,
Nah.
No? Okay, and then, okay, so you said the vehicle is not able to shift into neutral?
No, it's not.
Okay, is this a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive or a standard two-wheel?
I think it's I don't know. I'm not even sure. I don't even know.
That's fine. I could look that up. And the vehicle is a 2008. Like 2008, so it's not an antique vehicle or anything. And the service is not a result of an accident. Okay. And then, will you or anyone be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
I probably won't be. So if they want to just give me a call, that's fine, because we have to move the trash can so people can go around.
Okay, well, if you could leave the keys with the vehicle, if you're not
yes.
able to stay with the vehicle, where would you leave
them
at?
I would have it underneath the seat. Yes, I would have it underneath the seat.
Okay, and then let's see. Okay, we would also need you to agree to a liability waiver since you won't be with the vehicle, just stating that if anything happened to the vehicle before the provider arrives, that we would not be responsible.
Yeah, I probably will be here before when they get here. It all depends on how long.
Okay, so it should be within about 45 minutes to 2 hours. We will send you a text message shortly. That way you could meet them before they arrive. And we will also
okay,
have them give
fine.
You a call.
And can they give me a call as well? Yes, that would be fine. That would be perfect.
Okay. Yes, so I have 470-534-8623.
Yes.
Okay, and then what is the address that the vehicle is currently located?
What's your address? 9130. Woodleaf Drive, Jonesboro, Georgia. What's your zip?
Okay.
30236. That was 317. He coming.
Okay, was that 9130 Woodleaf Drive, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30236. Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. And what is the address you would like to have the vehicle taken to?
Okay. I'm going to get the address to their shop. Hold on 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right now I'm finna get their shop address so that it gets told to them.
Gotcha. You have a ground problem. It's not grounded. You got those sparks. That's
mm-hmm.
that's your ground wire. Your negative wire.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a car electrical work, you gotta be able to circuit. But it's sparks, so it ain't.
Okay, never mind. I got their address. It's right here on this paper. Okay, so it's 2319. Hello? Hello?
Okay. Yes, 2319.
Okay. Lawrenceville Highway, HWY, and then Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30044. I got a, you can put a piece of paper.
Okay, was that 2319 Lawrenceville Highway?
2319 Lawrenceville Highway.
Okay. Lawrenceville, Georgia. Is that the AutoQuest?
Yes, it's AutoQuest.
Okay, yes, ma'am. One second, please. Okay, yes, ma'am. So with this tow, it is showing that your benefit covers up to 25 miles, but we have calculated that this tow is 50 miles, so you are above the benefit by 25 miles. Do you mind holding while I get the expense for the overage miles?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. One second, please.